This is VOA News. Reporting via remote, I'm David Byrd. The nation's largest school system, with 1.1 million students, will remain closed for the rest of the academic year. AP's Julie Walker reports.
New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio says it was not an easy decision.
I can also tell you it's the right thing to do. It clearly will help us save lives.
Online education has been going on since schools closed March 16th, but it's been rocky, with many low-income students not having Internet access.
We already can say that 66,000 devices have been distributed. We have to get 240,000 more in the hands of our kids over the next couple of weeks.
According to Education Week, as of Friday, 19 other states have closed their schools for the rest of the academic year. Julie Walker, New York.
The World Health Organization is expressing alarm at the large number of healthcare workers becoming infected by the deadly coronavirus. Lisa Schlein has more from Geneva.
WHO Chief Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus says every single person has a role to play in ending this pandemic. Among the major players in this grisly drama are the frontline responders, the healthcare workers who tend to the sick and dying. Tedros says health workers are not getting the support they need to keep them safe.
In some countries, there are reports of up to 10% of health workers being infected. This is an alarming trend. When health workers are at risk, we're all at risk.
Tedros says some health workers become infected outside health facilities in their homes or communities. But the majority are being infected within health facilities where they are exposed to the deadly virus throughout the day. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
For more on these stories, visit voanews.com. This is VOA News. The commander of U.S. forces in Afghanistan met with leaders of the Taliban insurgency under their bilateral agreement signed in late February to discuss ways to reduce violence in the war-torn country. A Taliban spokesman tweeted about the meeting with General Scott Miller, who also commands NATO's non-combat resolution support mission in the country. The Taliban said the meeting took place Friday night in Doha, Qatar. Suhail Shaheen wrote the two delegates discussed details about the implementation of the U.S.-Taliban agreement. Shaheen said the U.S.-Taliban agreement's violations, particularly attacks and night raids in non-combat areas, came under serious discussions. He said that the Taliban had called for a halt to such attacks. In a recent statement, the U.S. military denied insurgent allegations of breaches, noting the agreement allows foreign troops to act in defense of Afghan security forces if attacked by the Taliban. Brazil is the first South American country to record more than 1,000 COVID-19 deaths. The Johns Hopkins Coronavirus Resource Center said early Saturday the South American nation has nearly 20,000 confirmed cases of the virus, with more than 1,000 deaths. Brazilian President Jair Bolsonaro has been reluctant to impose quarantine restrictions to slow the spread of the disease. He has said he is concerned about the economic impact of the restrictions. The president has also made fun of the coronavirus, calling it the little flu. Almost all of Brazil's governors, meanwhile, have introduced quarantine measures. As Italian Prime Minister Giuseppe Conte extended Italy's lockdown until May 3rd, a special online exhibition of the Shroud of Turin allowed the faithful to pray for an end to the coronavirus pandemic. Sabina Castelfranco has more from Rome.
Archbishop of Turin, Cesare Nosiglia, said he has received thousands of messages from the elderly, adults and young people, healthy and sick, asking him at this time of grave difficulty and during Holy Week to be allowed to pray in front of the shroud. Nosiglia responded to those calls and agreed to lead a liturgy of prayer and contemplation of what is considered Christianity's most sacred artifact. The Archbishop said that thanks to television and social media, this moment of contemplation will make available to everyone all over the world the image of the shroud, which he said recalls the passion and death of the Lord, but which also opens people's hearts to faith in the resurrection. Franco for VOA News, Rome.
For more on these stories, be sure to visit our website. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd, VOA News.